And he said, y'all were a housemate.
Oh, I didn't get to tell the Patty. I was going to tell the Patty story. Yes.
I was telling about how Patty and Judy, who was married to my best high school buddy, Kevin Dunn, who's the guitarist of which is a whole other story. But I had told Kevin and Judy how
they're kicking me out of the 12th gig, man. I don't know what I did wrong. They're talking about, you know, time for me to move along. I don't know what I've done to hurt anybody's feelings or anything, but I gotta find a place to live.
I can't go back home.
Right.
23 now. Patty was living on Euclid Avenue. She was living in a big, big old, you know, two or three story. In fact, I've been meaning to ask her if the house that you see when you're going down Euclid is from the old post office, which is now a bazaar type thing. And then there was the old service station, which is, I don't even know what it is. I haven't been down there in so long. But I thought that hers was the third house up from where Austin Avenue cuts across Euclid and does the top part. But yeah, I she's like, Harry can stay in. I've got a room that nobody's in. There's nothing in it except a mattress in the corner and an old French provincial bureau with a broken mirror, but he's welcome to stay. And this would have been, I guess, late in 73 or early in 74. Now I'm like, well, Patty has plenty of the keys. He's like, you don't have a key. There's nothing in here. Just go in the back door and walk up to your room. It's fine. It's all fine. So I basically just went home, went there, slept, woke up, left. So I was there probably, you know, 8 hours a day for about 3 weeks, maybe. And that's when I got with my buddy and we rented this place here.
Patty, it's amazing how many people's stories are out here. Patty pops up in them or has a thread through it.
I finally